Pennsylvania Democrat Senate hopeful John Fetterman has previously undisclosed heart condition. By Jacob Bliss on June 3, 2022. Pennsylvania Democrat Senate hopeful John Fetterman said he almost died from a stroke last month because he did not take care of his health well enough. And he revealed a previously undisclosed heart condition known as atrial fibrillation. "I should have taken my health more seriously," Fetterman said in a statement on Friday, while admitting that the stroke he suffered from last month didn't come out of nowhere but was from a previously undisclosed heart condition. The Democrat noted that the stroke was the result of the fact that he didn't do what the doctor told him, and "I didn't follow up when he learned in 2017 that he had a heart condition. I won't make that mistake again," he added. A letter from Fetterman's cardiologist, Ramesh Chandra, stated that he diagnosed the Senate hopeful with atrial fibrillation, an irregular heart rhythm, along with a decreased heart pump in 2017. The Democrat first sought help when experiencing swelling in his feet. Chandra noted that Fetterman did not follow the doctor's orders after seeing him in 2017. At the time, he was prescribed medications along with improved diet and exercise and asked him to follow up again in the following months. "I did not see him again until yesterday. John did not go to any doctor for 5 years and did not continue taking his medications," the doctor stated. As Fetterman noted that this is my own fault, and he is not quite back to 100% yet, but he can't wait to get back, his doctor noted that he should be able to campaign and serve in the U.S. Senate without a problem and will see him for a follow-up in 6 months. Despite Fetterman's health problems, he won the state's Democrat primary for the U.S. Senate seat. In November, he will face the Trump-endorsed Republican, Dr. Mehmet Oz, following Republican David McCormick conceding the primary race to Oz on Friday. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.